Community-led team: How to Create a Team That Leads Itself. Written by Carl Johan Speak, published by Carlex Oy, translated by Karina Valtanen and Henrik Andergård. Audiobook read by Henrik Andergård. Foreword. During my own career, I have worked for over a decade in community-led teams, usually in the role of coaching leader. I have taken part in about 50 projects with teams of different sizes. I have been involved in projects with teams and people from several organizations. In all cases and teams, the same principles arise, communication being the cornerstone. Some years ago, I started to work in an expert organization with no supervisor. I noticed that the model of working in a team functioned well not only in small teams, but also in cases where there were hundreds of people cooperating. I wanted to develop my understanding of teamwork. Soon after starting the work, I began to make weekly notes based on my own experiences about team leadership. After some months, a certain model formed that I returned to in all my notes. First, I named that model the hierarchy of self-management. I've always loved Maslow's hierarchy of needs, despite the criticism targeted at it. Both models have similar structures. The lower levels need to be fulfilled in order to develop to the higher levels. If something isn't working on the lower level, that thing must be corrected first. Later, when I was finishing my online course, a consultant helping me said that my model had too many levels. It looked confusing and the reader could not understand it. So I then divided the 8 basic levels into 3 stairs and each stair into steps. The model developed further and it became more understandable, which helped to improve the planning of the online course. The online course based on my team model was ready in the beginning of 2021. I wanted to be the first to provide a practical tool for the activity of a community-led team. The model of activities for a community-led team. The print version of the book features a diagram of the model for a community-led team. 3 stairs and 8 steps. The stairs and their individual steps are as follows. The first stair is teamwork basics, with the steps time for discussion, open discussion, and considering opinions. The second stair is shared leadership, and its steps sparring and appreciation. And the topmost stair is community-led team, featuring the steps trust, shared view, and hive mind. The team will start from the bottom and advance upwards. If the requirements of one step are not met, then the team has to return to a lower step. A model is a model, and it is not supposed to be read literally. This team model gives a good grasp of how one's own team is placed in relation to its own development. At its best, it is a fine tool that the team can use to develop itself and to improve cooperation. The most important thing is to remember that the activities of the whole team are based on well-being and trust. Introduction. The community-led team model describes how the teams function. It demonstrates where the team is on its path of development and provides clear tools to develop itself. The model does not include changes within the team itself, because in a community-led team, the new members are quickly integrated into the team's activities. However, if over half of the team members are replaced, most likely the team's development needs to start all over again. The model comprises 3 stairs: teamwork basics, shared leadership, and community-led team. On the first stair, teamwork basics, all the basic matters needed for a functioning team are inspected, irrespective of the presence or absence of supervisors in that team. On the second stair, shared leadership, various matters concerning teamwork and cooperation are trained. This middle stair is also suitable for traditional teams with a supervisor. The third stair, community-led team, covers the aspects of coaching leadership and not having a supervisor. On the 2 lower stairs, the team's requirements and possible negative consequences if those are not met are inspected. Sometimes some requirements are not met at all, but the team can still proceed to the next step. Each team can agree on which consequences are acceptable within the team.